Head to Kingsbury Hall on February 25th for Radical Reels, featuring a collection of the most high-adrenaline films from the Banff Film Fest stuffed into one action-packed night. Tickets and info at utahpresents.org.
I'm Christian Schultz, editorial assistant for Slug, and you're listening to Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. An acronym for Salt Lake Underground, Slug is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, covering music, arts, lifestyle, and events. In this week's episode, we chat with the punk rock band Problem Daughter about the release of their latest album, Fits of Disorganized Boredom. Problem Daughter are an SLC punk rock band who have been together since 2009. The band comprises Reagan Ashton on bass and vocals, Trey Bird on drums, and Tyler Sisson and Shane Augustus on guitar. The band released their first album, American Heroin, in 2009 along with sporadic singles and EPs, only to temporarily disband in 2010. The group reunited a year later to release more EPs, followed by their self-titled full-length album in 2012. The band spent the latter half of 2015 working in secret on their fourth full-length album, Fits of Disorganized Boredom. Slug writer Eric Norris sat down with Bird and Ashton in the Soundwave studio to talk about recording their latest album.
Now, this is your first album in 4 years, and I remember you telling me that you literally had stacks of songs that you had written over the years that weren't quite ready for the world.
Yeah, man.
Backlog. Your house was filled with them. So, I'm curious, which one of those songs, or how many of those songs, actually ended up on this new album, and which are some of the newer ones that you put on there?
One of the songs on the album, My Other House is a Meth Lab, that was written and was supposed to go on the last album, but we wrote Anxious Endeavors really, really close to, you know, when we went into the studio.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, we gotta use that one. So actually, this is like, man, it's been so long, years and years of writing songs and songs. We don't really do anything but write songs.
And it wasn't quite 4 years, because it was late 2012.
Yeah.
I gotta stress this, guys.
We put it out in December.
And then we were going to put this thing out in late February. So we're not doing as bad as that.
And then we came with when was that time that we made that little EP?
We had a little EP at some point there.
Yeah, you can check it out.
On Bandcamp.
Okay, so 3.1 years.
There you go.
Round it out.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable though.
All right. Anyway, this new album, it sounds like it's keeping in sync with your traditional sound, but there's always something different in making new music. And what about this album makes it stand out from your previous releases?
You know, we've just been growing. You know, we constantly just challenge ourselves. But, like, I write songs I seriously cannot play. And I'm just like, Tyler, Shane, do you get it? So they're like, okay, we'll keep doing it, and we'll eventually get it, you know. And in that way, I mean, we haven't really changed it. We've just been same influences, same kind of, like, you know, thing we've been doing. But, you know, just getting a little weirder, getting more, you know, I wouldn't say experimental, because people will just be like, well, man, what have they got in store for us? But
it's actually a Mars Volta cover album that we're putting out. So,
man,
get excited. No, I think when you play music with the same people for so long, you're bound to make something new.
Absolutely.
You know, especially with the amount of time we've had in between albums, it's probably going to sound hopefully a little more cleaned up around the edges. I don't know how else to say it, but I think this album's super. It's what we wanted. It's what we wanted, and it's kind of the sound we've
been
looking for.
Whereas the last one, we were just kind of stumbling into it.
Yeah, you know? But I think we found what we were looking for in this album, which is good.
It's got a very crisp sound to it. I love it so far.
Oh, cool.
Thank you. So glad.
It's great. The only real complaint that I have about it is that it is short.
Yeah, sure. Short and sweet, dude. We're like the mini-series of bands, man. Like, you know? True Detective.
Dude, we're like Sherlock on the
it's
BBC,
like,
all right?
We don't go long until you hate the characters of Seinfeld out of nowhere, man. It's too long.
Yeah, it's always better to have an album that's a short album, void of any filler.
Absolutely.
You know, you have eight solid tracks on there, then you just listen to the album, it's like, oh my god, when the hell is this gonna...
Yeah, and it's so short and sweet that you just want to just be like, wait, I gotta hear that thing again.
Yeah, and I think we're definitely our worst critics, so we tend to pick songs and that we want on the album, and then we're not sure about these other, you know, three or four maybe, and
we're also not rich.
Yeah, it's expensive to make an album, but we actually just started making some scratch tracks for some demos, you know, for three other songs. So once this album's out, we'll be ready to roll onto an EP or something else.
There's just so many that we just, I mean, it's funny. We'll be like, oh, this was a cool chorus, but we'll never hear that one again. And then it's like, 4 years later, it's like, dude, we can put that fucking chorus into this song. It's like, whoa, this is the ultra coolest song, man.
It's literally happened. We have a song that we played in 2010.
Didn't really work out.
And then the chorus, or the, what is it?
Something.
Pre-chorus is in this album.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun.
Which one is it?
What's the...
It's actually, Dre, it's actually Plenty, actually.
I would say Meth Lab was one that stood
Meth Lab,
out to me.
Yeah, they're all just like Frankenstein songs, you know? It's like, it doesn't matter if they're in different tempos, we'll work it. Or if it doesn't matter if it's in a different key, we'll work it in there. Like sometimes in Lousy Smart Weather, we go from D to C by just doing this. I don't even know. I don't play that part, so. But they do some stuff.
Well, that's what makes them stand out, actually.
Yeah, so...
You know, they're very non-traditional songs, I think. It's not like verse here, then chorus, then verse, then chorus, then bridge. I mean, it's very, structure-wise, a very non-traditional.
Yeah, but it's enough that it doesn't feel jarring, you know? We kind of just ease people into it. We're like a Kubrick film, you know? It's just like this entire ride, man, up and down, you know?
Yeah, it's not so... Oh, man, what am I
listening
to?
Finale.
Where's it go? Yeah, you don't try to get too experimental, like you said earlier, where your listeners are like, what the fuck did they do?
Yeah.
Well, you jumped the shark.
Mostly because we like catchy music, we like poppy music. And
anything Jack Del Ripple, really. He's the greatest.
Sure. And so, yeah, we have to keep it interesting for ourselves to want to play it. If we're sitting there, we're just not the type of people that want to play like super experimental music or anything like that, you know. Pop punk is where we like to be.
Short and sweet.
Absolutely.
In this next album, how is it going to be released? I mean, digital is pretty obvious. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to be up on your guys' Bandcamp.
Sure.
Are you doing any physical releases, like vinyl or CD, anything
so,
like that?
Not vinyl this time. We tried, it's not working out for the time we want to put out the record. But we will be having some sweet digipack compact discs. So nice. That's six panels, guys. So, you know, it's going to be cool. We just as of 2 days ago, some cool news, we got picked up by a label. So this album will be released on our first record label.
Nice.
We'll be releasing it. We'll be giving an official announcement sometime this week, hopefully. Fat Records or like
that,
you know,
would be something.
Sony or anything like that. It's exactly what we need for this release, and they're gonna help us out, and they've been awesome, and we've only been with them officially for about 2 days, and they're awesome. So they're going to have it up on their website, and it will be available for purchase online pretty much everywhere, and digitally, and then physically you can buy it from goodoldproblemdaughter.com.
Yeah,
awesome. That's good. You're finally getting recognized.
Yeah,
we've been sitting around for a while.
Yeah, so
7 years in the making now.
It'll put a fire under our ass now. Yeah. So it's good.
It's fun.
Any other merch that we can expect? New shirts?
Absolutely.
Any patches?
Yep. Yeah, we're gonna merch it up. We are going to have, hopefully in the next little while, we'll have a couple of shirt designs. We would love to have some koozies.
Yeah, we're actually, like, this whole entire record with merch and even just the record itself, it's like, we're, like, taking our time to do things that we've just, you know, otherwise we just kind of shit it out, played a show, and it's like, there it is, come get it if you want, at our house. You know, like, yeah, that's how we sold it, so it's like, we're going to, you know, actually do merch, you know, the whole kit caboodle, you know?
Perfect. How do you think that your adoring fans are going to react to your new music? I mean, I know you have played some of the new songs live. I recognize Oh Bother Where Art Thou and Dracula on a Budget. I know you played those songs live.
Yeah.
And I love them, me personally, but I'm just one person, you know what I mean? Have you received any other feedback from other people?
We sent the album, before it was mastered, to two of our closest buddies, and they also happen to really like us, and they've always been super supportive, and that's Ken.
They're fantastic musicians.
Ken Vallejos, and we also sent it to Gilbert, who's an amazing photographer, and he always helps Problem Daughter out with photos, and their response was super positive, and that was cool to see. But they are definitely two of our bigger fans, I guess you'd say. But
yeah, but they'd tell us something.
They would. Yeah, guys, what is they're honest mean? People, and so and then you've heard it, and I'm glad to hear you like it. But we're nervous, we're anxious to get it out there. I think people are going to dig it.
Slug Magazine's 27th anniversary is upon us. Join our celebration on Friday, March 11th, as we'll be hosting a party at Club Metro to celebrate 27 years of causing a scene in the Salt Lake underground community. Visit slugmag.com for more details.
What are some of your favorite songs that you have done on this record now?
Everybody has their own separate kind of favorite. I mean, all of them are super fun. That's what's the thing about it. I hope everybody likes it, but first and foremost, man, I love it. You know, I love playing the songs because they're all fun and we all worked hard and it's like, you know, it's still challenging, man. My favorite is one of, like, Lousy, Smart Weather and probably Splinters, but also Alda and, man, I like things for different reasons.
Yeah. I'm speaking for Shane, who's not here, but he really likes Like a Dog, which was more of a down-tempo song for us. It's a little softer.
Favorite.
It has a nice, catchy chorus, and we love playing that. That's a super fun one to play live. And
it's got that upbeat rhythm to it.
Yeah, totally. And Tyler gets to show off his awesome guitar solo skills and all that. And that's one of my favorite as well.
Okay, so being that now your band is 7 years old, I know it's a pretty broad question, but how does it feel? I mean, do you think you're still relevant in the scene now? Do you think more or less people are coming to your shows?
It actually just keeps, it's like I said, it's up and down, but I'm just stoked to play with my friends still.
Absolutely, yeah, we always get stoked. Every time we play a show, we're always stoked to do it. The scene in general for punk music, I think everybody who's in the scene plays music can tell you, you know, has its ups and downs, and I think things are going really well right now. We're excited to start playing shows again. It's been a little bit since over a month or so, and we're just like, that's a long time for us to have some time off. I think we get the same consistently. It hasn't been like, oh man, we don't have anybody coming to our shows, or there's been times where, you know, you get a lot, but it always evens out. And being 7 years old, I mean, it took us a few years to really get anybody to even pay attention to us. You know, we were playing.
First 3 years.
We'd be playing before they, like, right when the door opens, they'd have us start playing when we first started. And, you know, we were also 17 years old.
Yeah.
And so Tyler wasn't in the band yet. So for me, like, Problem Dada really started when Tyler joined the band in like 2011. And so that's kind of
when we got to play Punk Rock Bowling. We got to, it's like Tyler kind of just boosted that, you know. Shane and I used to pretty much be just like rhythm guitarists, and then I just was like, I'm gonna move the bass, dude, I can totally do this. And it took about 3 years to actually get that down as well.
So with that said, what are some of your upcoming shows? I know you're going to be doing a record release one sometime next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that going to be at the Underground?
Yep, that's at the Underground, and that's in Downtown Music. It's inside Downtown Music,
it's a cool place.
Owned by Conrad. Keel.
K-Rad.
He's rad.
Yeah.
So we're going to play there. That's our next booked show. We might have something pop up right after that, most likely not before. And then we just booked a show at Kilby with Show Me Island, which is an awesome ska band, reggae, soul band. They're awesome, and they just finished an album, so we're super excited. Yeah, so we're super excited to play that show, and that show's still getting booked, but that's gonna be in April at Kilby.
That would be stellar.
Any plans out of state? Any touring out there?
We've been kind of talking about that. I mean, we were just texting today about getting a plan. I don't remember.
Well, it's pretty much that right now with everybody. I mean, we got kind of flexible schedules if we really work around it, you know. And so right now we're just going to try to hit the weekends as much as we can, save up as much money as we can, and then take a week, you know. But it's pretty much everything that we can do, you know. We've been dying to get out again, man. It's killing us, so. We'll hit it.
We'll hit some surrounding states first and kind of work our way out. But
yeah.
Everything being said about your band, how many more years or decades or centuries do you think you guys have left in this band?
It depends on, like, because I don't know. It's not that I don't, like, take care of myself, you know, but it depends on just when I just happen to be dead, you know? Because if I didn't have this and I was just, like, you know, going to work or doing those things, and it's like, you know, like, that's, I get real depressed, man. Like, it's like, it's not fun. So I'll be doing it until everybody stops, you know.
Yeah. I think all of us work so we can play music, and we work so we can save up money and go into the studio and
the reason why
do those
I have
things.
A job.
And especially right now, like right now for us, I think all of us are just so excited for 2016 and on, because now we have just a lot of cool things that are going to happen. And
yeah.
a new album, and this is definitely our favorite album we've ever recorded.
New video coming out.
We'll have a video after the album's out. We're gonna make more videos, and yeah, so everything is just we love playing music, and I don't think we'll ever stop.
Which song is the video gonna be to, actually?
We just recorded it, actually. Liars is track 4. We're gonna do the video for that.
We did a video for that.
Yeah, we will release a video that is currently being edited after the album. So I'm thinking early March you'll see the video.
Sweet. I can't wait to see that. All right, well, that's all I got right now. And unless you guys have any closing statements.
No, thanks for having us. This was awesome.
This was super cool.
We love Slug.
So. Slug's awesome.
Yeah, Slug loves you guys.
All right.
I love you guys. We love you, Eric.
All right, let's stay professional.
We have a song we could premiere exclusively with Slug if you'd like to hear it.
Which one are you gonna do?
We'll do track 1, which is called "Oh Bother, Where Art Thou."
Yeah.
Perfect.
You just heard "Oh Bother, Where Art Thou" off of Problem Daughter's latest album, Fits of Disorganized Boredom. The album will be released on February 27th. Visit problemdaughter.com for more info on purchasing the album. Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and is produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega, Christian Schultz, Henry Glasheen, and John Ford. The executive producer is Angela H. Brown. Our show's theme was performed by Temples, our main logo and art design by Nicholas Dowd, and the technical design was by Kate Colgan. Thanks for listening.